Welcome to the Change Your World Virtual Summit, brought to you today by the Public Speakers Association. I'm so excited to introduce to you the incredible Mr. Fox Spire. Fox, why don't you take it from here?
Thank you, Tanya. Hello, everybody. As Tanya said, my name is Fox Spire. I am a teacher, an author, and a baseball coach, and I would like to transform your life or help you transform your life today by reciting some of the poetry that I've written over the years. And I'll begin with this one, which basically introduces myself, called If You Can Fathom. "Hey there, mister," I said without delay. "Just a minute. Slow your moving train. I'll tell you a story, I hope not boring at all, if you can fathom. Looking at myself, skin and bones, sometimes tripping on rocks and stone. Stay straight, I say, nice and tall, if you can fathom. I scream and you might hear, divulging all the pain, wiping all the sweat from my brow. I scream and you might hear, divulging all the pain, wiping all the sweat from my brow, if you can fathom." That poem, again, is about me, Fox Spire, and I'm a man that my issue is CP, cerebral palsy, and frequently I do fall. I am the bench coach for the Somerset Patriots independent baseball team here in New Jersey. And just this past Saturday, while introducing myself to some of the players, I fell in the hallway while almost giving a handshake to one of our pitchers. So it does happen, which is my take on my plight. But again, this is about transformation. And this next poem I want to give you is called When Fear Wears Its Mask. I believe a lot of times we do things just because we say it's out of practicality. It's more practical, or it's easier, when in all reality you're scared to do those things. I got this title from a college graduation speech given by one actor, Jim Carrey. When fear wears its mask. When you fail, it does not make you a failure. So give it your best of what you want to be. Because it would be a total shame if you failed at what you didn't want to be. In the end, you might not have it all. But remember, it's not naive to try. Prayerize, picturize, and actualize. In the end, fly high. Yes, as it stands right now, all you have is your current reality. Every day in your head, fear disguises as practicality. Practicality says play it safe to the year after year. But if you dared lift its mask, I'll bet all you would see is fear. Some look at the universe and want it all, but think it's absurd to ask. What if you just took a risk and didn't let fear wear its mask? So lift up the mask, stare right through fear, kick it to the past. Be the person you were destined to be. Turn around, let your naysayers kiss your you-know-what. Again, that's when fear wears its mask. I encourage you all to stare right through fear instead of running away from it. That's the message I'm trying to send with that particular poem. Also, to transform yourself, stick to your principles. Once you do that, like people will find you. This next one is called A Low-Tech Man in a High-Tech World. This low-tech man that I'm picturing in this poem is not void of all technology, but he still writes things down in a five-subject Sterno book. Low-Tech Man in a High-Tech World. Here it goes. Look, all my notes are on page 6 of my Sterno book. Surprised by the lack of files in my Google Drive? Believe, I give more good use to trees. What I hold in my hand is not a tablet. In fact, it's got a beginning, it's got a middle, and it's got an end. People, I'm a low-tech man in a high-tech world. I'm alive. I'm not dead. So stick to your principles. Like people will find you. That's one of the ways I believe that you will transform yourself. Also, just don't just take paths just because everybody else do. In that pack of sheep, be a deer, as one of my friends would tell me. Be that deer in a pack of sheep. This is not the road. This is called the path never traveled. It goes something like this. You are a bit too big for your britches, a bit too tall for your stool. You disregarded all the instructions, and you broke all the rules. When you found your first penny, you dove in for your first quarter. You knew your big old fishing net made no money out of the world, out of the water. You flew down that cliff on your snowboard. And when you got to the end, you looked around for more. You took the path never traveled. You did what you wanted to do. In a crowd of 1 million faces, you were uniquely you. And if you are uniquely you, I promise you, you will find like people and find your group on the way to transforming yourself. Next one is called Colorblind Awesome. I was inspired to write it because of the events that happened in Charleston, South Carolina, this past June 17th. As we all know, terrible events. And this was just my take on a little girl's drawing that read, where the caption read, "Try being colorblind. It's awesome." So I wrote a poem about it. I open my eyes. You know what I see? I see past skin. I see what lies within. I open my eyes. You know what I see? I see depth and I see character, the things that truly matter. I open my eyes. You know what I see? People getting to know the man, and because of that, they're winning hands. I open my eyes. You know what I see? I don't see segregation. I see a collaboration. I open my eyes. You know what I see? I see a medley. I see a fusion. People, I have come to yet another conclusion. Shallow thoughts. Toss them. Try being colorblind because it's awesome. I hope having a good effect on you. Again, my name is Fox Beyer. I am a poet, motivational speaker, teacher, and baseball coach here in New Jersey. And let's do one about the last year's team, a great group that led us to an Atlantic League championship. We all were different. We all came together to be one, and thank goodness we won the 2015 Atlantic League championship. If you're in the area in central New Jersey, come on by and see us. This one is called One Patriot's Way. Let's take a walk in my mind, you and me. Let's see what these Pats do on the field, in the community, doing it all for each other, winning on and off, my brother. Their next championship is first on their minds. It is so hard to measure what is inside. But if I held it in my hand, oh, how much they want to bring it every night to the fans. It begins with the original brother. And on to an endless medley. This story is far from over. There's more to it, you see? The staff, behind the scenes, makes this place into a dream. Pulling the strings, making it happen. The lights come on. Pure magic. Every game full of 90-foot wars, a desire to be on top of the score. When the game ends, they stand tall, because here come the victory balls. They are tested on any given night, every game, a 15-round knockout fight. Whichever walk-up is played, whoever toes the rubber, these Pats come together as a band of brothers. 50 wins and a playoff berth, yup. Were we done yet? Nope. Here you're going to see red, white, and blue stopping high fives. One Patriots Park, where you feel most alive. Again, that's One Patriots Way. About a group of just unbelievable human beings that gave us an Atlantic League championship. Again, if you're in the area, Somerset Patriots, Bridgewater, New Jersey. I'll be their bench coach, number 44. Give me a wave, say hello if you're there. This one is called Screws Loose, and I got the idea for this one while throwing batting practice in the batting cage before a game to our shortstop, Robert Andino. Story goes like this. I'm throwing to him, and he's finished with his round of batting practice, and so there are balls lying on the ground. And as I'm picking them up, another player, Scott Kelly, another shortstop, said, don't worry, Andino, I'm going to pick these up. You go out and play. Scott, you're hurt. Okay, what are you doing? I'll pick up the balls. And Scott said to him, well, I've got a couple screws loose. I'm sorry. He said, wait a minute. We all have screws loose. If we didn't, we wouldn't be normal. So here you go. It's called Screws Loose. We have all been embarrassed and felt lower than low. We just can't keep the mind shift off the word go. Our elevators might not go to the top floor. When we have had enough, all we want is more. We have all been neck deep in alligators. When they are right in front of us, there sits the elevator. Listen, my reality is different than the one that is. It's just the truth. It's how I live. We all have screws loose. Not a few, not many, but all. If we didn't, like I said, we wouldn't be normal. Again, I'm Fox Byer. I've got a book out called Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, and Evoking the Fire Within, a compilation of motivational and thought-provoking poetry, illustrations principally by a good buddy of mine, Stephen Whetstone, spelled Whetstone. Give him a follow on Facebook or Instagram. His artwork is it's amazing, and I'm so glad that it's sitting next to some of my writing in my book. I'm really proud of that. My website, foxkbeyer.com, foxkbeyer.com. Take a look at it, what I'm up to, some speaking engagements. If you're in the area in New Jersey, come on by. I'd love to see you. I got this idea for the next poem from our pitching coach in Somerset, Corey Gommel, reflecting on his relationship with his late grandfather. It's called The Right Side of the Grass. I just filed for Chapter 7, but wait a minute, you can wait, heaven. The knees I had replaced, so give me a second before my ultimate date. My car was stolen, and my childhood dreams were shattered, but I hold dear what truly matters. Thanks, Grandpa, for giving me this. It's on my everyday bucket list. As good times fade and disasters pass, I won today because, guess what? I'm on the right side of the grass. So, as you can probably tell, that was his response to the following question. Grandpa, how you doing? Good? He goes, meh, but I'm on the right side of the grass. I thought it was something worthwhile to write about. Maybe you know someone who would respond in the same way. Talking about having many friends and diverse friends, this one is called Soup. It's about a friend of mine, and again, I'm a man with a crooked walk. I'm 5'8", and I have a friend of mine who's 6'10", and he's got 19 tattoos. We're an unlikely pair in most eyes, but inside, we're brothers. It's called Soup. Thank you, Prince EA, for showing me that DNA is not regulated by the FDA. Okay, spread the news. I'm short and white. I've got a friend who's 6'10". He's got 19 tattoos. When I see him across the room, I don't see color. In fact, I don't see anything. I just think, brother. People, let's get away from labels and from groups and jump into one big pot and make soup. Again, about a friendship with someone who looks nothing like me, but inside we look exactly the same. Again, like I said before, I would advise everyone to stick to their principles. I have a 75-year-old aunt who has really lived her own way and is not drawn to conformity or things that are popular. What I wrote in this next poem and what you're going to hear, the events are true. I'm not saying light off Chinese lantern. I'm saying have the courage to be yourself all the time. And that's where the principle of transformation will come. The people that you've always wanted in your life, the great people, will come if you just stick to your principles. This is called Dear Aunt P. Dear Aunt P, tell me again, you lit off Chinese lanterns? Not one time, not two, but three? Don't tell me one hit the power lines. Don't tell me your stomach is way tougher than mine. Don't tell me one fell in the seat of an officer. Don't tell me you went to court and looked right at your daughter. Aunt P, there is only one way to get all of this solved. Nah, you'll just do it again. But next time, don't get me involved. Again, another one about just sticking to your principles about a close relative of mine, my Aunt P. Again, my name is Fox Beyer, speaker, author, coach. I am so glad to be on yet another virtual summit with Tanya Hoffman. It's just a major privilege to be here talking to you today. The next one I have for you, it's called Step. It's just about recovery and retribution and revival. I hope you like it. I hope it puts you in the mindset to get up off the couch, get up off the floor, and do that thing, start doing that thing you've always dreamt to do. Step, you are idle no more. Step, pick yourself up off the floor. Step, get up out of your seat. Step, you will not lie there in defeat. Step, in mind and body a winning tranquility. Step, without movement there is no possibility. Step, each pace equals a seed. Step, in the world's largest sequoia tree. Step, one by one they will amass. Step, core filled passes down victory path. Now that you're up out of your seat, I want you to imagine a man who could feed villages with his green thumb. My grandfather, Mr. Carl Kielbach, a man who I always wanted to be like. I've always strived to be like him in word and in deed. It's called The Tale of a Tape. I stood at medium height. You stood at 6'2". My stance, as strong as foam. You stood taller than most I knew. You could feed villages with your green thumb. I touch and I stun greens, I promise, with no pellet gun. You could push Mom's car to make sure we weren't late. Me, I have a hard time pushing a shopping cart straight. Looking at myself, a man young no more. Years ago, you met your first grandchild, and then you met 10 more. Grandpa, as I stand here, knee-deep in mud, I am so thankful to have some of your blood. Guess really the message in that one is, take, if you want to transform yourself, take the best everybody you know and make it your own. Conversely, you can also learn from people what not to do, but the point of this 25 minutes, these 25 minutes, is take the best everybody you know and make it your own on the way to transforming yourself into that person you want to be. It is about a kid that I coach, Mr. Scott Kelly. This man transformed himself through hard work and a constant belief in himself and a nonstop motor. Fall down, fall on your back, look up so you can get up. A couple of years ago, he made our team in an open tryout, played a lot of shortstop for us, played a lot of middle infield, had a pretty good rookie season. Came back last year, was having a great season until he was brought down by what's called thoracic outlet syndrome. It's affected a couple of major leaguers this year. If some of you follow baseball, a devastating injury, but he has recovered. He is 100%, and he's going to be a major contributor to the team for us this year. So this one goes out to Mr. Scott Kelly, number 206. I hope it inspires. 206, is that you standing there in line? If you want matriculation, it's yours in due time. Let this number be your mantra. Let it be your crown. Let it be three numbers that never bring you down. When you fail, don't fail to quit. Fail to keep on going. Get up and dominate every day before it's no longer morning. The route you will have it traveled will have been no sea cruise. Yes, I'll spread the news. 206, there is no way to measure the heart that's beating in your chest. Because 206, it's those three numbers that separate you from the rest. Think about the gift that you have that's nobody else's, and use that to transform yourself. This man, one of my brothers, has amazing self-discipline. He's a man that has not had a piece of cake in 25 years. I haven't had a piece of cake in 25 minutes, if that's any consolation. It's called Man of Steel with a Heart of Gold. He has muscles on his muscles. He has been stung by many bees. For goodness sake, his shadow is a sight to see. He keeps track of what he eats as a clock tracks time. For goodness sake, even his tomahawk is hard to find. He's one part carbs and eight parts protein, all other food. Consider them his enemy. When he gets mad and life gets him frustrated, he goes to the gym and gets himself calibrated. He's yolked like an egg, total shredded wheat. I'll bet you his DNA has more protein than meat. A sunless age and sag all of a sudden, he looks better and better, a regular Ben Button. In his blood is structure, minute-to-minute discipline, but he turns to complete mush when he sees children. To them, he's magnetic, a pure lightning rod, and to me, he's my brother. And for that, I thank God. He's a man of steel with a heart of gold. Again, my name is Fox Beyer, a teacher, author, coach, and speaker. Honored to be speaking to you today in this summit. I love trying to inspire other people. I hope these poems are doing it. I've got a few more for you today. This one is called Breathe. To transform yourself, to be that person you want to be, first, breathe. Breathe. Two rules, inhale and exhale. You are the one that prevails. Breathe, create your own rhythm. Breathe. Doesn't it feel great to create your own microcosm? Breathe, whether your pace is slow or fast. Breathe, let the air in your lungs mass. Breathe, a chance in seconds to come clean. Breathe, your own composer you can be. Breathe, create your own key. I want to make you all an offer, I guess you would call it. If you are listening right now and you'd like a copy of my book, Letter Kindling, Igniting, Inspiring, Evoking the Fire Within, shoot me an email. Email is foxbeyer@gmail.com. foxbeyer@gmail.com. Tell me who you are, and I would be happy to send you a copy of my book for free. If you think I'm someone who could speak to your groups of people, organization, I would also do that for free. Just shoot me an email, and I would be happy to do it. I'll do one more quick one for you, and I'll send it back to Tanya. This one is called The Road to Success is Not Paved. Even if tough times last, tough people, they last longer. And as you go down that mogul-ridden path, let your faith grow stronger. If you fall off the horse, get up, get back on the saddle. Victory highway is not smooth sailing. for that road is a constant uphill battle. Even if positive thoughts don't work, negative thoughts, they'll kill you. Keep your mind, your body, your soul on high alert. You'll never know the heights you'll take yourself to. So keep one hand on the wheel, people, and one foot on the gas. Struggles you face, well, they're real. And you can tell them the cashier, you know what. Tanya, thank you. Back to you.